Wherever those militants in Syria are holding their hostages, investigators suspect that Western-born, English-speaking militants are involved. One of them, believed to be a Briton, appears in the video of James Foley's execution. But authorities say there are many more like him. Earlier this year, for example, two young British men were arrested in London after returning from the conflict in Syria. The two are facing terrorism charges now, but here's a curious side note to their case. Before leaving for Syria, the two went online to buy some books, including The Quran for Dummies. We asked the author, Soheb Nazir Sultan, what he makes of that.
Even though they may have ordered it, I don't think they read it. My book makes very clear that jihad that the Quran talks about would never allow for the brutality and the type of violent extremism that we find ISIS and other groups partaking in.
I'm interested in the fact that you even wrote The Quran for Dummies. The Dummies, of course, is a wildly popular series. How did The Quran for Dummies come about?
After I graduated from college, I was working as a freelance journalist in Chicago, and I had started covering the religion beat. And it was post-9/11, and there were a lot of articles and a lot of pieces out there about Islam. And Wiley Publishers were looking for an author, so they approached me. And then we decided mutually to put this book together. And it was intended as an introductory book, mostly for non-Muslims. But what I found very interesting is that a lot of Muslims, both young and old, found the book to be beneficial and still to this day write to me asking questions and engaging with it.
Now, you wrote recently in an article for Time that the Quran warns its readers to not be swayed by charismatic figures who in reality only spread evil in the world. So how does this disconnect continue to happen?
Well, you know, I think that if you study how people are attracted to cults, you'll find a lot of benefit in understanding how people are also attracted to things like violent extremism. And I think that it begins with looking for vulnerable people, especially young people, who are frustrated and disenchanted with the world they live in. And then it's introducing them to a charismatic figure who promises them that they're going to somehow save the world and save their souls, and that they're going to enlist them as being part of a cause that's greater than themselves. And so I think that, you know, this phenomenon is, of course, found in religions beyond Islam and even in non-religious movements. And I think that, you know, when we study violent extremism, if we study, for example, why people join gangs or why people join cults, you know, we'll find a lot of the similar reasons.
From your vantage point, I mean, I know you're a scholar, you're the first imam at Princeton University. From your perspective, what can we do to prevent young people from joining extremist groups?
What I've come to know in my 10 years as a Muslim chaplain at university campuses and now at Princeton is that young people have this incredible zeal for doing something really positive and powerful in the world. Now, if we don't give young people, wherever they may exist, a positive and a healthy and a productive way of engaging with the zeal that they have, then they're going to find really unhealthy and sometimes violent extremist ways to do that. So I think that we as a society need to really focus a lot on giving young people a healthy direction where they can invest their zeal and where they can actually do something that's really beneficial. It's very easy to destroy, but it's much more difficult to construct.
I guess my final question is, what chapter of The Quran for Dummies would you recommend to a confused 20-year-old young man?
You know, in fact, I would recommend the first chapter, because that kind of sets up the premise of what the entire Quran is built on, that it was to teach people about who God is, and it was meant to give people right guidance in life. Then, you know, all of these extremist interpretations will be overcome if people understand the correct premise of the Quran, which was really to bring benefit to humanity.
Soheb Nazir Sultan is the author of The Quran for Dummies, and he's the first imam at Princeton University. Thank you, Soheb.
Thank you so much.